Summer, the Sea. Morning and Evening thread their way through the show today. And leading off the show is an edition of Harp Talk, produced by the New Orleans chapter of the American Harp Society. Patrice Fisher interviews the beloved Texas harpist, Louise Trotter.
The country thing is just my thing, and it's especially fun when I can get a guitar player to play with me.
Louise Trotter is an authentic Texan. Her father, a great influence, was a band director in Port Arthur. She began her study of piano at age 6, and she started playing harp at age 9. Louise studied in New York with renowned harpist Mildred Dilling, and she played in the Beaumont and Baytown Symphonies. She married young and took a break from the harp to raise 3 children. When she came back to the harp, she discovered American folk music, which has greatly influenced her career. Listening to Saddle Sore Blues, composed and performed by Louise Trotter. This is Harp Talk. I am your host, Patrice Fisher.
I've always enjoyed playing with other musicians. And then when I started going in the late 70s to the Lyon & Healy International Pop and Jazz Harp Fest, I learned so much and had such a wonderful time playing with other musicians, just learning to jam. And, oh, it just opened up a whole new musical world for me.
You are listening to Echoes of the Alamo, composed and performed by Louise Trotter.
Started composing and arranging from a strictly practical reason, mostly because of students who would come and they would want to learn some particular piece for a wedding or something. So I would just dash off a little arrangement that would be practical for that purpose, and then begin to do a little bit more, and think, oh, well, maybe somebody else might like this, and maybe I'll sell it. So it was very satisfying when anybody bought anything that I had done, and it encouraged me to do more. And then that encouraged me to do some personal composing. I wanted to write something about Texas, So I thought, what is the most, an icon of Texas? And I thought the Alamo is the one thing that people think about. It's a real shrine. So I thought, how can I portray that? And I could visualize a Mexican sitting on the corner mournfully playing his guitar. So I opened with a guitar cadenza that would lead into a very mournful melody with a Latin beat. Texas has the spirit of adventuresome and brazenness, and we kind of have an anything-goes attitude, and we can do it. Texans are kind of brash.
Listening to Chili Pepper Rag, composed and performed by Louise Trotter. I still get sweaty palms and I still kind of get nervous just because it's exciting. But eventually I have sort of a euphoric high by the midpoint of my programs, and I have learned that a sweet, emotional, confidently played melody can be simple and beautiful. Listening to Canyon Sunrise, composed and performed by Louise Trotter. Thank you. You have been listening to Harp Talk, featuring Texas harpist Louise Trotter. This is Mountain Rapids by Louise Trotter. I am your host, Patrice Fisher. Our audio engineer is Carlos Valladares. Harp Talk is supported by a grant from the American Harp Society and is produced by the New Orleans chapter.
Many thanks to Patrice Fisher for that interview of Texas harpist Louise Trotter. Next up, these are multi-instrumentalists Al Pettaway and Amy White from their most recent disc, High in the Blue Ridge, with Amy on mountain dulcimer in this tune. Thank you.
summertime, when the living is easy. Fish are jumping and the cotton is high. Your daddy's rich and your mama, she's good looking.
Martha Gallagher from her CD, Tween Heaven and Earth, invoking songs of summer. We led off with a piece entitled Blueberrying, followed by Early Morning and Twilight. And lastly, we heard Summertime, wonderfully woven together with the traditional tune, The Road to Listunvarna. And Al Petaway and Amy White started off that set with Up on Flat Top Mountain from their recording High in the Blue Ridge. Next up, Songs of the Sea.
Stood there, for for she had come down to condemn that wild ocean for the murderous loss of her man. His boat sailed out on Wednesday morning, and it's feared she's gone down with all hands. And it's white were the wave caps, and wild was their parting. So fierce is the warring of love. But she prayed to the gods, both of men and of sailors, not to cast their cruel nets o'er her love. Now she has come down to condemn that wild ocean for the murderous loss of her man. His boat sailed out on Wednesday morning, and it's feared she's gone down with all hands. There's a school on the hill where the sons of dead fathers are led towards the tempests and gales, and their God-given wings are clipped close to their bodies, and their eyes are bound round with ship's sails. And she has come down to condemn that wild ocean for the murderous loss of her man. His boat sailed out on Wednesday morning, and it's feared she's gone down with all hands. Filled with danger, high on seas or a mile underground. It's when need is his master and poverty's no stranger, and there's no other work to be found. But she has come down to condemn that wild ocean for the murderous loss of her man. His boat sailed out on Wednesday morning, and it's feared she's gone down with all hands.
Kim Robertson from her disc Highland Heart, we heard Two Songs of the Sea, beginning with The Selkie, a ballad from the Orkney Islands off the coast of Scotland, telling of the legend of seals who shed their skins and live among the mortals on the shore. We also heard the Scottish traditional tune Loch Lomond. Nancy Davis began that set with The Fisherman's Song, a contemporary tune depicting the harsh realities of life on the stormy North Sea. From Nancy's recording, Blossoms and Briars.
Thank you. Thank you.
Moira Nahasig and Chris Newman from their recording Live in the Highlands. We started with We Brought Summer In, a beautiful vocal by Moira, followed by a Turlo O'Carolan piece, Eleanor Plunkett, and finishing off with a medley of The Unknown and Wellington's Reel. Visit our website at krvs.org for a podcast and a playlist of today's show. Just a reminder, Harpistry was produced in KRVS's Cypress Lake Studios on the campus of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. I'm Valerie Green. Until next time, thank you for joining me on Harpistry.